This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, actually, we have brought St. Hubert's Cathedral over here to, to Alabama. We're at Scott's Marine. We're here for the grand opening of not really the grand opening. It'd be a grand opening for this year's boat show, I guess. This is our third year. Lucio Orfanello is here. He's the owner. We also have sales manager Riley Cooper with us. And you guys have got some great deals this weekend on boats and some ATVs and some outboards and all kind of different products.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hopefully everybody's going to come out here and see us today. We're all ready for y'all. We got a lot of free gifts for everyone. So come on out and see us today.
What are some of the special deals you got, some of the best buys you would think for either a bass fisherman or maybe a bay boat fisherman along the coast?
We've got we're obviously a tracker dealer, and tracker is obviously America's number one selling fishing boat. And then we've got complete boats, the classic XL complete boats, boat, motor, trailer, trolling motor, electronics, the whole package, starting at $17,895. And yeah, we can start there and go up if you want to go up. We can go all the way up to a Nitro here. We've got a beautiful Nitro Z18 here with a 175 Mercury 4-stroke. So, and we got everything in between for you fishermen out there. If you're into saltwater, we've got a beautiful Mako 18 LTS here in the showroom. 37, just a little over 37,000 complete. That's with a 115 Mercury Pro XS. That boat's got hydraulic jack plate, trim tabs. That boat, we can set it up any way you want with electronics, trolling motor. We've got you covered on the fishing side this morning.
Now, you know, normally when you do these boat shows, your manufacturer's reps, they kind of spice things up and give you some special incentives. What are some of those you might have today?
Just for an example, Mercury's really putting it out there this year. Everything up to a 60 horsepower is coming with 2 years of extended warranty. That your Mercury standard warranty is 3 years. They're adding two more Mercury Gold for everything 60 horsepower and down, 75 horsepower and up. They're giving you 4 years of extended warranty. So, I mean, that's folks, that's a no-brainer right there. There's also some promotions on selected tracker and some of our other lines here. That first boat that I mentioned, the Tracker XL, $17,895, that's coming with a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shop. in addition to that great price on the boat.
Oh, I could spend that in a hurry.
Yeah, that doesn't last people very long over there.
Right. We're talking with Riley Cooper, sales manager here at Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama. Lucio Orfanello, tell us about people. Give them directions. If somebody's never been to Scott's Marine and they're coming from either east or west, how would they find you?
So it's pretty easy. You can get off the, coming from 10 either way, you can get off the Baldwin Beach Expressway and take that all the way down to Highway 98. You'll make a left on Highway 98, and we about
3.5-4 miles.
Three to four miles on your right-hand side on Highway 98. You will not pass us up.
Well, you know, you can just drop it into MapQuest like most people do. It'll take
you right there. That's right.
All right, now tell us what's going on here as far as some giveaways. We got some Uncle Larry stuff. I got some Don Dubuque fishing caps. We got St. Hubert prints to give away. What are some of the other things that you're going to be drawing if people come by and sign up? Or they can text me and give me their name and phone number, and we'll put them in the registration box.
Man, we have a lot of free gifts for everyone. One special gift we're going to have, we're going to be raffling off wing bones, homemade turkey call this morning.
He's with us here, and he's doing demonstrations. We'll talk to him a little bit later on. But, yeah, he's giving away a wingbone turkey call. That's a classic.
That is. We have ice chest coolers, raffles for boards. Man, you name it, we have it. Ice chests, life vests, fishing poles, hats. So come on down and get some free stuff, and come check out our boats today, please.
We're going to have some food and refreshments, too, for the folks.
Food, refreshment, yeah. We'll be serving free lunch from 11 to 1 o'clock. We'll have some friends out here with L.A. Barbecue doing Buster's Barbecue will be catering for us today.
Looking forward to that.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Rob, he's in Robertsdale?
He is.
Great. All right, guys. Well, let's stage is set. We'll be talking to you throughout the morning. Got some really super deals. Come on by here to Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama. And if you want to register for these prizes, you can text me, but make sure you give me your name. I'll have your phone number, and if they draw your name and award a prize, they'll call you, and you can come back and pick it up. But the sale goes on till whenever you close. Last customer leaves, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Very
That's
good.
Right.
All right, come on by. It's the boat show. It's Scott's Marine, Alberta, Alabama. Come meet the famous Wingbone. You'll be hearing him demonstrate his Wingbone turkey calls. We're going to talk a little turkey season, talk a little fishing with our field reporters. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, let's put those shrimp to work now. These are not welfare shrimp. These are working shrimp. They go after the fish. Well, Robbie Campo deals with them down there at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. Good morning, Robbie. What kind of weather you guys experiencing? We had a little bit of a little rain came through over here on the Alabama coast, but I think you guys are in the clear, at least for today and for a while.
Well, Don, we had a little rain, I think, I'm pretty sure we had some last night because the road's wet, or it was either early this morning, but we have some foggy conditions right now. It's you can't hardly see across the channel, so across the Mystico here, so it was foggy all the way driving down this morning. So if you're coming out today, be very careful because the road's a little bit slick. You know, it's foggy. So, you know, take your time. Don't be in no hurry. You know, Don, we're going to get into this fishing thing. You know, we had this big front come through this past week here through Mardi Gras. Big frontal line come through. We didn't see a fish caught here till Thursday. So, Thursday evening, winds diminished. Some guys got out and they caught a few fish on Thursday evening. Yesterday, I figured, water was like chocolate milk around here. I figured it was going to take a little bit of time before this water would settle down, you know, the mud would settle down, and it did. Caught a few fish yesterday morning until the wind started to pick up, and then they kind of shut the bite down. So, most of the people that were out yesterday caught, you know, anywhere from picked up a dozen to 15 or 18 trout like that. You know, some, you know, not a whole bunch of fish caught. Todd Masson, our good friend Todd, was out yesterday, and I think him and the guy they picked up 15. So, which is not bad after coming off of this big front like this. So, things settle down. I think things will get better. The fish are there. They just need the conditions right to catch them. We've got three big groups in right now from out of state. We've got a big group in from Georgia and two big groups in from Kentucky, Western Kentucky, and they went sheepheading yesterday out on the outside. Did very well out there fishing sheephead, so there is that to go do if you want to go do a meat haul from the Long Rocks all the way to Central, anywhere out there. Those rigs, the sheephead are out there, and the black drums, puppy drums is out there. So a bunch of bull reds if you want to just go let something tug on the line for you for a while. But I think conditions are going to improve. One of the things that we are experiencing is very, very low water right now. So if you want to go do this sheephead thing and you're thinking about running down the Spoils Canal, do not do that. That's not going to be a good idea because, you're going to make Christian Orfanello do a lot of work today. So we don't need that. So I'm telling you, go around through Bayou Lucha and go through Bakers and, head out through Bay Elwha. Don't go through the Spoils Canal. It's not a good idea today.
Robbie, you might want to explain that the Spoils Canal. Some people call it the Back Levee Canal, and it was there. People have used as an alternative route since they put the dam across the Mr. Go, and that's the one they want to avoid right there near Hopedale. Maybe give them a little bit better directions.
Somebody not familiar with it could get in trouble. Don, when you get on the other end by Lake Machias, it's going to be no water there this morning. It's going to be mud flats, maybe a little bit of channel going through there. But the problem, you see, if you hit it wide open and you stay going, the guys that know usually make it across. But, even our experienced captains this past week were stuck, so that's not the route to take. I'm telling you, go around the other way. So I hear you got old Wingbone with you this morning, Don. I'm ready myself to go shoot a turkey myself. So I want to tell him hello this morning, and I've been practicing with that call. I got a yelp down with it, and that's all I think I need. So,
well, he's going to be doing a little bit of demonstration in a few minutes, so keep listening. And maybe
I'm going to be listening. Yes, sir, I am.
He's got one of those calls. I know you have one, and he's got one that he's been generous enough to give away to somebody who signs up and registers for it. So, he's a great guy. He's really an artist. It's a work of art, but it's also a functional tool for turkey hunting, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had to get a guy from who's down from South Florida who showed me how to, got me up to speed on how to use these things. And his name is Matt Northcutt with West Shore Outfitters. So he showed me how to use it, and it does sound really well. So, I mean, look, guys, if you want to try something different, because sometimes you could use a reed call, sometimes you could use a pot call, sometimes you could use a box call, and sometimes them turkeys just don't answer anything. You change your thing, change up what you do. Maybe this is just another tool to keep in the bag, turkeys are a creature that's just, they're funny. I mean, and if you got hens on them, you ain't getting them.
That's what makes it so much fun. And, a turkey would be honored to be killed by somebody using a wingbone call,
You better believe it.
All right, Robbie. Thanks for the info and the good information. We appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All righty. That's Robbie Campo. He is the owner of one of those wingbone turkey calls, and you might be the owner if you're lucky enough to have your name drawn for it. If you'd like to register, we can sign you up. Just text me, give me your name and your phone number. We'll have your phone number. If you want to stop by here at Scott's Marine, and the drawing's going to be sometime around 4 o'clock this afternoon. We got a whole load of prizes, and your chances of winning are very, very good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to be talking to Captain Patrick Garmison, talk about some fishing opportunities over here on the Alabama Gulf Coast. where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, back at Scott's Marine, we're here at the Boat Show in Alberta, Alabama, Highway 98. Got lots going on here. Besides those great deals on boats, lots of prizes for you to come register for. And if you'd like to do it by way of our text line, just text me at 504-260-1870. Name and phone number will put you into the registration box for all these great prizes. Also, if you'd like to ask a question about fishing over here on the Alabama Gulf Coast, Captain Patrick Garmison joins us again this year. He was here with us last year with Ugly Fishing. Patrick, tell us about your operation.
So I operate out of Mobile Bay. Everything from the Mobile Tensaw Delta all the way down to the Gulf, all the rivers, tributaries, Mississippi Sound, everything. So and I try to target just about anything that swims, whatever is most active that time of the year, that particular day, that particular condition, that's what we try to target.
So what are some of the species that are most popular?
For me, the numbers end up being speckled trout, number one, redfish, sheephead, and then after that, it's just kind of a plethora of things, flounder, Spanish mackerel, blackfish, it starts just kind of spreading out pretty wide, but really the stars of the show over the course of the year are going to be speckled trout and redfish.
Do you ever venture out and go after the red snapper, or are you licensed to catch snapper?
Yes, sir. So I stay within state waters. I don't carry any federal permits. I stay within 9 miles. Mm-hmm. And, we generally catch, a limit of snapper without, you know, too much trouble. Once it gets a little later in the season, it does get a little bit more challenging to get those keeper size snapper. But man, I saw some encouraging things just the other day. I was in the bay checking some structure inside Mobile Bay, trying to find some kind of off the beaten path sheephead areas because this is a sheephead time. And just every drop was legal size snapper. So that's a nice little
that can be
there.
It can be frustrating when you get them like that. Now, you fishing structure on the bottom, or you fishing any rigs?
Both, yes, sir. The vertical structure of the rigs in the bay and then out in the Gulf provide a lot of opportunity for anglers to catch sheephead right now. But I tell you, it is nice to find stuff, like mm-hmm. if you can find you a sunken barge or something
right.
Doesn't have just a glaring radar for every angler out there to go and hit. It is a nice opportunity to go and find stuff like that and catch you some sheephead.
Well, just this week, Louisiana announced their red snapper season. It's going to open on May 1st,
yes.
And they're going to go with a 7-day a week this year where you can fish complete 7 days, 4 fish, 16-inch minimum like it's been, and the quota is 800 and some change, 800,000 pounds, which is a little less than we had last year. Now, you guys kind of got shorted in Alabama on the limit last year. Any word on what that's going to look like for Alabama this year?
I would anticipate that the quota ends up being pretty similar, but the state is kicking around some ideas of potentially running 7 days a week. We had several meetings just to kind of have open discussion about what our thoughts are as mm-hmm. far as anglers, and not me like as a guide, but just as an angler. To see what people are thinking, because right now we've been doing the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then
right.
it would be closed during the middle part of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked for a lot of people, but there were also some people saying, man, it would be nice if we could just go whenever we wanted to. So,
well, you can pick your weather days that way, too. You're not limited to certain days when the weather's not good.
That's right. And what's happened over the last 2 years is the quota wasn't met. So then we continued this 4-day a week season all the way through the end of the calendar year and really still never met the quota. So there are some opportunities out there to make some adjustments, and we'll just see what the state comes up with.
How nice is that to go out and catch a limit of snapper real quick and then come back inside and pick up some redfish and drum and sheephead and trout? You know, great trip.
Yeah. It is a great trip.
If somebody's got a question about fishing Alabama, you're going to be around here for a while, and we'll give out your phone number. We'll get them in touch.
I'll be here for a little bit.
You got a trip today?
No, I've got I change out my hats for a fishing guide to a
baseball coach.
Yes,
I remember that. All right, it's Ugly Fishing. One last thing I wanted to mention to you. Actually, we'll probably carry you over after the break. Effects of the freeze on the Alabama coast on fish kill.
Was it
very extensive or
no,
not a problem?
No, there were some really isolated areas where the mullet were hit really, really hard. There were some even more isolated areas of seeing some redfish and some speckled trout. But overall, I don't think our coast was hit near like what we saw, at least just through video and pictures that I saw out of the Mississippi and Louisiana area.
Well, that's really good news. All right, we're talking with Captain Patrick Garmison of Ugly Fishing. If you got a question, text us, 504-260-1870. Patrick, if, before we take this break, we'll get you to come back, but if somebody's leaving, how do they reach you? Website.
Yeah, my website is uglyfishing.com. Everything's on there, all my social media, my telephone number and everything. So just go there for all the information.
I guess that wasn't too highly sought after a name, huh?
Ugly
Fishing. You pretty well had easy time registering that.
Yes, sir.
Very
got
good.
It locked down.
All right, we'll be back to talk to Patrick again. Also, Lucio and Riley, we're here at Scott's Marine. They got a big boat show going on, food, refreshments, prizes, and super deals on boats, motors, and trailers of all type. And the famous Wingbone, you'll be hearing from him a little while about making Wingbone turkey calls. All that's still to come right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, today we're broadcasting from Alberta, Alabama, Highway 98, Scott's Marine. They're having a boat show, and as Lucio says, whenever he has a boat show, it rains. So you're not probably going fishing this morning, but you can come by here and check out a new boat, see what's on the market. If you're maybe not even in the market, but you're going to be down the road, you're going to be looking. You can see anything from river flatboats to bay boats to runabouts and pontoon party boats. It's all right here at Scott's Marine. And while you're here, sign up. We got some great prizes to give away, some official listener hats and some Uncle Larry stew and a few and gumbo and some other prizes from some of the manufacturers rep. We also have Patrick Garmison here. He's a captain from Ugly Fishing, and we're going to be getting some more fishing tips and information about fishing here on the Alabama coast. And we'll be back to do that right after we pause a very quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Back with Captain Patrick Garmison, Ugly Fishing. He makes a living fishing here off the Alabama coast. Patrick, what kind of a rig do you use, and would you suggest for someone wanting to do typical bay fishing like you do?
I like a center console boat. I'm in a 24-foot blue wave, but anything in Mobile Bay, I would recommend something like a 20-foot to 24-foot, something like that. Really gets the job done. If you don't plan to do much in the way of going out into the Gulf and you don't need anything really big, 20 to 21-foot boat will get it done. I actually have one of those at my mom's house. I got a 20-foot Blazer that we keep in the lift, and we use it just to tool it around in the river in Weeks Bay and all. So
I guess the catch is you got so many different types of fishing, rivers where it's kind of tight, and you got bays where you got shallow water. Yep. But then, like, you run out to the rigs and you catch snapper, it's kind of hard to find one boat to do it
there,
all.
It is.
Lucio will probably sell everybody three boats. That way they can get it all covered.
That's the ideal thing. That's the ideal thing. You just come to Lucio and find the three best boats for all three needs out here.
As far as electronics and specialty equipment, what do you use on your boat?
I'm running a combination of Raymarine and Garmin electronics on my boat, and then I use PowerPole trolling motor, power poles on the back, and that's about
now,
it.
You've been fishing when they used to use the old throw-in stick pole?
Yeah.
Boy, the guy invented that power pole. That guy, he solved a lot of problems for
he
people.
Did.
He made life easy.
Yep. Yep, but I tell you what, the old Cajun anchor
yeah.
that's tried and true method, though. I can tell you that.
It doesn't break down on you, that's for sure. As far as live scope, you ever fish with a live scope?
I do. I have it on my boat. And it's something, it's people ask me about it, and those that don't haven't really been exposed to it, or you know, they hear about it being cheating and different things, all different levels of conversation is out there that about live scope, but I tell you, it's another tool for me to use, and I find there's certain applications that it's really helpful. Targeting bull reds like I'm doing right now, it is very helpful for that, because we can find them at great distances and kind of sneak up on them, looking for sheephead and stuff. But the thing is, around all these structures, there's just hundreds and thousands of fish.
Yeah.
And just to try to decide which fish is what, it is a little bit challenging. But it's just another tool I use in my day-to-day fishing, because I have really good side scan imaging on my Raymarine electronics, so I can go past an area that I expect to see some fish, And if I see something there that stands out to me, a ball of bait, whatever, then I can turn around and use the live scope, just another tool for us to try to maximize our day on the water.
I've used the live scope, and I tell you, one of the most frustrating things is when you find fish and they're just not feeding. Do you stay on them, or do you just pass them up? Even though they're there, it's so tempting. You're watching the bait go right by them.
Every situation's different, yes, sir. There's times where we may be speckled trout fishing in some deeper water, and you really can identify that it's speckled trout versus mullet, and throwing a lure down there to them, and they may react to it or they may not. And you can spin your wheels. You can spin out and not catch anything all day and have the best electronics on the boat. So the best thing for me is still continue to fish very similar to the way I've always fished, but just utilize it in a way for me to say, okay, this particular area, this point, whatever, I see a lot of structure. I don't really change up my tactics a whole lot. Mm-hmm. If you want to get specific, if I were fishing by myself, you could do things where you're like trying to key in on that one individual fish. But to me, it's not as rewarding as it is just to continue to do how you've always caught fish and just utilize it as another tool on the boat.
One last question for you. If I limit you to one plastic bait that you could have, only one, which one would it be? The most versatile that you could use probably to catch any fish.
I tell you what, I'm a big-time homer of the slick lure. And the slick lure company, it's called Pure Flats. They have three different sizes. They have the slick junior, the little slick, and the OG slick. And the slick junior gets it done, I would say, 11 and a half months out of the year. There's a small window of time where they really like that bigger profile bait. But that slick junior can get it done just about any day.
Always good to hear from the pros. The guy always got good advice. Patrick, thanks for talking with us. We got to make this trip. We've been talking about this trip with me, you, and Lucio. So we're going to book you sometime this summer and make a trip out there. If people want to get you or contact you for more information or questions about fishing, tell them the best way to get you.
Best thing to do is go to uglyfishing.com. If they don't want to reach out to me by phone, I have all my social media links on there so they can check it out, what we're doing, and message me on their social media. But uglyfishing.com gets you right to all the source.
All right, now for the real important question. How's your team looking this year? What can we expect?
I don't know. Our first practice game was kind of ugly. We won the game, but we didn't get a single hit. So we took advantage of the walks and everything. But we've got a good squad. I'm very optimistic.
Well, you can get them one name for both of them, Ugly Fishing and Ugly Baseball.
That's right.
Patrick Gormison. Thank you, Patrick. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. Wingbone's up next. He's going to do a demonstration on his Wingbone handmade turkey call. You'll love it. And you could win one. If you want to sign up, come by here today. We'll be drawing for it about 4 o'clock this evening. Or text me your name and number. We'll put you in the hat, 504-260-1870. Back with Wingbone right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back. We're broadcasting today from Scott's Marine's Boat Show in Alberta, Alabama. Got super deals on boats, motors, trailers, lots of food, refreshments, got some giveaways, some prizes. And Captain Patrick Garmison is going to be around here for a while. If you want to talk with him, get some information on fishing this local area, he'll be glad to help you. Also have a special guest joining us. His name is Ed Miller. He also goes by the name of Wingbone. And the reason he does is because he makes turkey calls out of turkey wings using the bones, and he puts little decorations on them, and they end up being a piece of art as well as a functional tool for turkey hunters. And you sure you don't want me to let Judy, your wife, know that you're on in case she's not up, huh? He's going, no. Good morning, Judy, if you happen to be listening to Wingbone. All right, Wingbone, let's talk about these turkey calls. Now, what basically is the concept of making these?
Well, the concept is you can buy any call, but this is the oldest known call to man. And the Native Americans use it, all the tribes. And what's so good about it, it works. It's just the challenge of learning how to use it, along with making it. It can be a challenge in some days. I've had some just cracked in my hand from a stress crack I couldn't see. And, you know, it's It's a hobby for me, but I do sell a few and give a few away, but it's just fun.
Well, why don't you give us a little demonstration on what it sounds like and what you're doing when you're making these calls?
Okay. The first one, it's just a locator sound. I got, this is number one. I'll tell you after this.
Okay.
And we got number two here. Get it all settled up. It's a little... To me, this number two gives a little louder call, but sometimes they don't want a loud call.
That's right.
And you have to go step down. And I hadn't mastered it. You can actually make one of these gobble, but I need a lot more practice. You don't put it far in your mouth. You just about a quarter of an inch.
Mm-hmm.
Limited. And a lot of people put a little O-ring on there. You can't see it on the radio, but I don't do it. I just...
Well, describe for people what it looks like. It's actually like two pieces of bones, and they're hollowed out and snapped together and glued. And
oh, yeah. There's one with three bones, or three bones, and mm-hmm. this one is a two bone. Now, the big bone would be the amplifier for the three bone call. That's the reason so many people like it. And the middle bone, which is the
ulna, right.
And it's the sound section. It is where the sound is created,
mm-hmm.
because on a three bone, which is a three bone call, you got that big bone and it throws it out, whereas you only got two bones,
mm-hmm.
the mouthpiece where you suck in like calling
right.
a dog, and that's the way you make your calls. And also sometimes a two-bone call is a lot useful because you can stick it in a pocket or something mm-hmm. like that. But I wear take both of them. I take a... Also, I don't know if I got the taper on it. You can actually use these on a slate call, which makes a whole different sound.
I tell you, it's refreshing to see kind of a throwback, you know, with all the modern technology now, with the fancy box calls and the plastic diaphragm calls that go back to what probably Native Americans use those, and the Pilgrims use those in the early days to call turkeys and everything else.
Yeah.
Couldn't go down to Walmart or any of the stores and buy one.
No stores. You either made it or you did without it.
Right. It's a great work of art. If somebody wants to get in touch with you and find out about you making one, what's the best way to get you?
Probably my phone number, and if I don't answer it, just leave a message, and
you'll get back to me. Okay, well, they can call me, and I'll get them in touch with you. How long does it take to make one when somebody puts an order in? And I know you put a little bit of personalized, customized, and put names and turkey tracks or whatever they like on them.
I don't really put a time limit
mm-hmm.
because I like to take my time. I don't want to
rush it.
The more I do to it, it takes time, because once I get the bones cleaned, I mean, all mm-hmm. the meat off of them, I got to boil them,
mm-hmm.
then I got to take them out, make sure I get them all cleaned up and inside, then I got to boil them again.
Do you have like a stock of them where somebody could get one that's already made if they're not necessarily, maybe put a little customize on it, or? You pretty much at maximum production.
Maximum production.
I got you.
And right now, I'm
loaded up. We'll get you on the list. I got a lot of people out of Texas want to get in on the drawing for the turkey call. We're gonna include them in. Thanks for coming out here.
Yeah,
thanks for donating one of these turkey calls. I really appreciate that.
No problem. I mean, it's just.
And you're gonna be around here most of the day today?
Most of it. But anyhow, the first call I used was a two bone. Maybe they can replay it later and. And that second bone was number two, a three bone.
All right. Very good. That's Wingbone. Ed Miller's his real name. He's from Wilmer, Alabama, and his wife Judy's very proud of him. I'm sure she's up listening this morning. All right, we come back after this. We're going to check in with Darrell Carpenter to find out what's happening around Grand Isle, Louisiana, on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, let's talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter. He's down in Grand Isle and giving us some information on what's happening down there. Darrell, well, give me a little bit of a weather check down there. Robbie said it was foggy down there in Shell Beach. You got any of that over there on the island?
Well, I don't care what your radar shows. Up until about 10 minutes ago, it was pouring down rain and has been most of the night. The fog's rolled back in right now. I've got maybe a mild visibility right now, but I mean, it's coming and going. It wanes and then comes right back. Sea fog's what we're dealing with, but, you know, hopefully it'll be a change from yesterday because, Don, let me tell you, ahead of Mardi Gras, ahead of that big blow, man, I mean, it was. We picked up right where we left off last year on that bite. It was easy limits of speckled trout, big, nice trout. And then that big blow come through, and I think yesterday out of, that I'm aware of, six or eight charter boats that were on the water yesterday. If you threw all of our catch together, you wouldn't have filled a wheelbarrow, because I think it was about 20 fish. So, you know, just when you think you got everything figured out, it can feed you a big piece of humble pie, I promise you.
What was the pattern? What bait were you using, and what kind of structure were you fishing?
Man, Don, earlier in the week, they were down in the lower bay. You know, we hadn't even had to go up in the marsh, but they were down in the lower bay, and it was, you know, they were pretty heavy on live shrimp. You could catch some on plastic, but they were pretty, you know, pretty consistent on that live shrimp. And when I'm telling you, that yesterday you got fed humble pie, at one point we just said to heck with it, and we said we're going to dedicate the rest of this trip to sheephead. I think the best catch that I know of yesterday on one of the boats that did the same thing was four sheephead. Mm-hmm. They just, man, that weather change gave them lockjaw. But, you know, sooner or later they've got to eat. So we're hoping this morning's going to be that morning. Hopefully this fog will lift. If you are going to be running around Grand Isle, please make sure your lights are working and go slow. I don't want, it's one of them scary things when you can hear an outboard coming at you at full speed and you can't see where he's coming from to know where to miss him, you know?
Yep, safety is always the ultimate goal. Well, Darrell, you know, a lot of people heard about fish kills during the freeze, and, you know, it sounds like when the fishing was on down there, it's not going to have much of an effect given the results you guys found. So what are you thinking? Somebody's saying, well, I'd like to go fishing, but, man, they had that fish kill, and it's probably not going to be good. What would you tell them?
Yeah, look, it's not the first fish kill we've had, and, it, you know, it's still way too early to tell. I don't think it's going to affect it. I think what we had, let's see, somebody said it yesterday, the fish are somewhere in between where they were and where they want to be, and then that front just scattered the heck out of them. So we know where those fish want to be, and like Robbie, look, we've got exceptionally low tides. I'm sitting here watching the tide, hoping I can get out of my canal this morning. I think it's a little bit too early to tell. I don't think we're going to have that big of an effect on it. You know, as long as we keep catching fish like we were pre-front, and especially I want to make sure we see some of those year one and year two class fish showing up in the catch, too. That's what will make all the difference.
All right. Very good. Darrell, somebody wants to get you, tell them how to do it.
Well, they can find me on your site at dontheoutdoorsguy.com. They can find me at realscreamers.com. Or, you know, give any time in the afternoon, just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All righty. Thank you for the report, Darrell. As always, we appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don. Y'all have a good day over there at the show.
Yes, sir. We will. That's Captain Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, coming up in the second hour, we're going to be rejoined by Lucio Orfanello. He's the host here at Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama. Got a big boat show wrapping up this weekend that's been going on during the week and still got lots of good deals. We're going to get him to talk about some of those. Also going to check in with some fishing guides, Captain Mike Gallo, Brendan Bayard with the Paddler's Report, and a very special guest, Squirrel Burrell. LSU track and field star is going to join us. He'll be joined by Lance Burgess of Tigers in the Wild. Went on a squirrel hunt with him, and you can watch that episode this week on Bayou Wild TV, and he'll tell you all about it and what he does on the track field at LSU. That's all coming up in hour number two. You'll hear it right here from Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Radio Network. And breakfast is being served here at Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama. It's a boat show weekend, and if you want to stop by, Lucio Orfanello's here. Lucio, what are y'all serving, man? I see biscuits and sausage and eggs going around out here.
Man, we have Holly's famous homemade biscuits and white gravy and sausage this morning for everyone.
Wow, that's super. And then, of course, later on, we'll have some more refreshments if you want to come by. But really, they're concentrating on the boat sales and the outboard motors. What's the advantage of having an in-store boat show as opposed to a boat show out on in an auditorium or someplace?
Well, first of all, it's a lot more cost-effective to have it here at our store. It's really nice. You know, we have two indoor showrooms, so we could accommodate a lot of people now, where before we didn't have that.
And they can see your full line.
See the full line. You know, even though sometimes we get a little rain, we have a bunch of boats here in the showroom. So, you know, you're not out there getting wet. So come see us today.
Somebody was asking about trade-ins. Do you take trade-ins and sell used boats? Or
we do sell used boats. I do consignments. We do very well with our consignment program we have. We'll get the customer the most money doing it that way. We find that really works well for us.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say is your most popular model?
Whew, on the family side, our pontoon boat's going to be our popular model on the family side. On the fishing side, on our freshwater is going to be the Tracker, and on our saltwater is going to be our Mako line.
Yeah, I can see the pontoon boat for this area. You know, it's so versatile. You know, you can do a lot of things with it.
Yeah, I mean, the fishing's really very good around here, freshwater and saltwater. And with the pontoon boats we have, not only are they set up for, we have the family models, but we also have the fishing models. They come aerated live wells, ready to fish. Trolling motors we put on them. It's amazing with the pontoon boats. They're very versatile.
Tell me about your service department. That is so important when you're picking a dealership to make a purchase from.
Well, Don, this business was built off of service. Service is how we started. From service, we migrated into the sales. And sales have done very well, but service is the bread and butter of our business. We have a very good reputation. It's service first here for us.
Yeah, when the fish are biting, you gotta have it.
Oh, that's right. And we do both Mercury and Yamaha certified techs. Mm-hmm. So our service department is very strong here on the coast.
What about add-on electronics and stuff like that?
We do everything here. We do all our own installs here. Mm-hmm. Gorm and Lowrance, really, whatever the customer wants, we are vendor for all of those. Trolling motors, power poles, everything is done here.
Very good. Okay, so what are the hours going to be?
It's Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, the service department. 6 o'clock is sales. Saturday is
9 to 1 on sales,
yeah.
All right, so they got plenty of time to get out here, and if a customer's running a little late, they probably call you if they need to
absolutely
make an appointment.
We also do service appointments for customers. If they're just coming in to get a simple service, they can call and make an appointment, and we have a time slot catered to them, so we do well with that. Today we'll be here, you know, till at least 5 or as long as we sell them boats, we'll be here all day.
Somebody asked about a demo. What about demos?
We'll do a water
on
test.
On a water test.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. If, you know, there's a procedure for that. We just don't take anyone out.
Yeah, sure, for a free boat ride.
On a free boat ride. Because, boy, we I could tell you some stories about that, Don. They come out here with their floats and ice chests and think we're going on a family picnic. But, no, we happy to take someone out on the water if they're serious about buying a boat from us. Absolutely.
Very good. All right, you hear the story. Come on by and see them. Scott's Marine, Highway 98, Alberta, Alabama. They're going to be open today, and we got lots of prizes for you to register for, including that coveted wingbone turkey call, handmade by our friend Ed Miller. If you want to sign up, text me, 504-260-1870. We'll put a registration in for you for the drawing for all of the prizes that are going to be given away later today. All right, we come back. Mike Gallo is going to be our guest. He's going to tell us about fishing in his areas of Lake Catherine, Lake Bourne, Lake Pontchartrain, what it looks like, what your chances are, and the best way to find and catch some fish. It's what we do here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And our Born in the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is presented by Sea-Tow. You know, for $249, that gets you a whole year membership where you get unlimited fuel drops 24/7, jump starts for electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you back safely. Sea-Tow is like having AAA on the water. It's peace of mind for you and your loved ones, and it's just one phone call away. Call Captain Chris. You can reach him at 504-301-4545 or simply go to seatow.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us on, I don't know, Mike, what kind of weather are you looking at over there at the Spots and Dots Lakehouse Lodge?
Well, Don, I canceled my trip yesterday with the onset of rain and fog. So I am not at the Spots and Dots Lodge this morning, listening to my favorite Saturday morning show on the couch.
Sounds pretty comfy. Well, when you do get ready to go back at it, what's going to be the pattern that you're going to give it a try?
Well, we do have rising water temperatures, and the water is slowly clearing up. We had quite a bit of wind during the week of Mardi Gras, right after Mardi Gras. We had quite a bit of wind. The Pearl River is high, so you go south. You want to be south shore of Lake Pontchartrain or even in the intercoastal waterway or down towards the Mistigo. That water is warming. It's in the mid-50s now, and as the sun comes up and towards the end of the day, you'll have water temperatures in the high 50s, even low 60s, and that's pretty good to get those fish pretty active. And I like to use a popping cork and a plastic this time of year because you can cover so much water and really hone in on where those fish are, sort of call them to you as opposed to hopefully landing close to one.
Yeah, and Mike, you know, I was crossing Pontchartrain just yesterday, as a matter of fact, and it looked like it wanted to clear up, but it was still kind of murky and muddy. I guess this next little frontal system coming through is probably going to stir it up again. If you're getting any reports at all, because when things are right in mid-March, boy, Pontchartrain, the bridges can produce some really big mule trout.
Right. There are some good fish out there. We caught some decent fish the week of Mardi Gras when the weather was nice and calm. It's just that time of year where we have fronts that are pretty much back-to-back, come through on a weekly basis. But you're definitely correct. Pontchartrain does have some good fish in it. You just need, you know, that holy trinity that we talk about, clean water, moving water, and bait fish. And this time of year, it'll be moving and there'll be bait fish. The hard part is to fish it when you have clean water. If you can get those three ingredients together, generally you can be fairly productive.
Gotcha. Anything else folks need to know before they head out on this weekend, if they're going to go out and this kind of stuff, besides bringing the rain gear?
Well, it's not completely bleak. There's certainly other species of fish that will feed more so by scent than by sight, and that's where your live or dead bait will come in. One of the captains that rents a slip from me did venture out last couple of days, and he had some freshwater catfish, sheephead, the occasional redfish, flounder, and he even had a few speckled trout mixed in there. Now, he was grinding, and he fished quite a bit to get that catch. So it's not completely bleak. If you have to go, you know, think about fishing in a deep hole and try to squat there for a good while if you can, because the more you have your bait in the water, do some chumming, that you'll get those fish to sort of come to you when they smell your scent trail and follow it up to where you are.
Yeah. All right. All good stuff, Captain Mike. We appreciate it. When is your next trip booked?
Oh, I have trips coming up. We just need the weather to get right, and we'll be able to get out there and go see what's going on. The good thing, you know, they're in lots of areas. They're in the lakes. They're in the marsh. They're in the deep man-made channels. So they're in lots of areas. You just need the weather to cooperate where you can get out there to them.
All righty. You got you on my website if people want to make the connection to yours. But give them your website if they want to go there directly, and a telephone number if they want to give you a call. And I know people always have a lot of questions, from what do I wear to what do I need to bring, who cleans the fish, all of those things they want to know. So tell them how to get you on your site and phone number.
Yeah, there's lots of good information on my site. I just downloaded a bunch of pictures, and you can get those questions, answers, or look at those pictures at aaofla.com. We're on social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone is 985-781-7811.
All right, very good, Captain Mike. We appreciate your report as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, and he's calling Born on the Bayou. All right, coming back after this, we got a special report for those of you who like to get up close and personal to your fish. I'm talking about kayaking, canoeing. We've got a paddler's report with Captain Eric right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back to our broadcast. We got our paddler's report coming up. We're at Scott's Marine this morning in Alberta, Alabama. Got an in-store boat show going on, lots of free food, refreshments, and drawings for a number of prizes. And thanks to those of you who are registering via our text line and coming over later today. You can do that at 504-260-1870, and you'll be put in the hat to win hats and some Uncle Larry seasonings, some prints, and some other products that you love to use if you're a fisherman, and also if you're a turkey hunter, that wing bone call made by our own very own wing bone guy, Ed Miller. All right, let's bring in Eric Mohabarak. His report, Paddler's Report, is brought to you each week by No Wake Outfitters. You're going to find them at 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Got lots of fly fishing, a big selection of fly fishing, and also for conventional style fishing, and also kayaks. And they do demos and really cater to those of you who go out in the boat and make No Wake, thus their name, No Wake Outfitters. Captain Eric joins us now. And, Eric, good morning. Tell us what's going on in the world of paddlers.
Morning, Don. How are you doing, man? A little foggy out here today, but it should burn off. Who knows? But anyway, things have been well. Can't complain. I know that the Bayou Coast Kayak Club has a little get-together today out of Pip's Marina. They're going to take the kayaks and motor on out there and see what they can catch. So a little friendly gathering. Other than that, they got the Big Bass City Park Tournament coming up, which is, I think, the 29th of March. That's a huge deal. It's the last, most probably the last kayak tournament there is without motors. So that's really a good time. You know, that's a bass fishing tournament. They also have where you catch the garfish and stuff. I can't remember what they call it. But anyway, they got some other selections in that. But other than that, Don, things have been going pretty well. You know, as the wind has been blowing, as you well know, we had two hot spots last week. I know that the Lafayette Yakker is going to be excited about one of them, that's for sure. You know, the first place would be Myrtle Grove with the bad weather. You get good fishing. I haven't heard of a limit being caught out there, but, you know, 10 trout, but that's a decent day for when the weather's really bad. You can't complain.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and I have Jared checking in with us today from the West Bank, and he wants to put out a reminder. If you're fishing at Myrtle Grove Marina, which a lot of people do this time of the year, because like you say, the worse the weather, the better the fishing is, that main canal is a no-wake safety zone. So for those of you in bay boats that are headed out and using that canal, remember there's a lot of paddlers out there, and especially if you're going to be leaving in either a fog or low-light conditions. That's a good reminder, and I want to thank Jared for bringing that up. But that's a good place to fish this time of year.
That is a real good place. Also, that no wake zone, I believe, runs all the way to the end of the houses, that the camps, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. And so it's a pretty good distance, so you have safe passage. You know, now a vessel has to go fast enough to control itself. That's what a no wake zone is. You know, it might be 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour, and it may throw a wake, but not a huge one. You know, so you got to stay in control of your vessel. So that's another one. But
I was going to say, you got some intel on the dam over there in Hopedale?
Some fishing in Hopedale, yep. This is where Lafayette Yak is going to love it. they catch in white traffic. You know, that's one of his favorites, and it's easy fishing because he ain't got to move much. But they can be 16 to 18 inches. It's easy fishing. You just got to find 12 to 15 foot of water, which is simple over there in Wisco. And it's just drop shot. Let on the bottom. I use a loop. You can get fancy and tie the knots and all of that. But a piece of dead shrimp, drop it down on the bottom, jig it around a little bit, reel you in a white trout. You also pick up sheephead along there, too. And, of course, a redfish will find that shrimp sitting around on the bottom like that, too. But, they've been doing really well, and there's no limit on those fish. So that's another thing. So you load them up. Just make sure you bring a bag of ice and ice them down real well. You know, and throw a gulp down there, too. Who knows? You might get I'm sure the white trout will hit that, but also you may pick up on a few specks lingering around.
We're talking with Captain Eric Mohabarak of the Louisiana Kayak Company. He does fishing charters from kayaks. And, Eric, as far as the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club tournament series, what's up next? Do you have any info on what's the next tournament?
I know Paddlepalooza. I think Trout Challenge is next. That might be next weekend. Not sure of the date. You can find that on their website. Then you got Paddlepalooza. But like I said, they're doing that little fish out thing today where a group of them get together and they go over. They're going to Pips. Hopefully they'll launch.
Now, you're calling it Pips, but Pips doesn't exist anymore. So I guess it's at the spot where Pips used to be, or is there a new marina rebuilt?
It's the same thing. It's still got the old back down ramp. I don't know who owns it now or whatever. I know that they got a box and you launch your kayak and you'll paddle down to the canal and you take a left and go out into the Hotel Lagoon.
Yeah, all right. It was a real popular place, but it was Pip's place, and they had a store and everything there, but now it's just a launch, I guess.
It's just a launch and an honor box. That's
all right, I'm going to give you an assignment for next time you come on. I want you to research and find out who is Pip, okay?
Who is Pip? All right, I'll do that.
Somebody might know. They might text me and tell me. Somebody might remember Pip's place.
Yeah, I'm going to hit up the world-famous Shalmation, Chris Holmes. I'm sure he knows.
They'll know. Yeah, you're right. Check it out with him. All right, Cap Varick, if somebody wants to get you and go do a kayak trip with you, you got all the equipment, the boats, and everything they need, tell them how to get you.
Everything you need. It's real simple. You can contact me through Don DeBute, the Outdoors Guy, or you can hit me up on Facebook or Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company. Also, my phone number is 504-313-8292. Shoot me a text. Give me a call. We'll get you out there. Looking forward to having you. It's going to be beautiful times coming up.
All right, Cap Merrick. Thanks a bunch for the report. We always appreciate it. Good talking to you.
All right, Don. Y'all have a great day and be safe, all right?
All righty. We are at Scott's Marine today, and if you want to come by, they're going to be open till late this afternoon, till the last customer leaves. Got lots of food, refreshments, great deals on boats, motors, trailers of all type. And don't forget, you can sign up to win some of these prizes by drawing, which will be done a little bit later on. Or you can register, as a lot of people are doing, on our text board, 504-260-1870. All right, when we come back, I got a story for you. A guy got himself in a little bit of trouble. Well, he got himself in a lot of trouble over fish. He's called our bad boy of the outdoors, and he's next right here on The Outdoors with Don DeBute.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. All right, we're broadcasting today from Alberta, Alabama. It's Scott's Marine's boat show, in-house boat show. They do this big show once a year. Got special prices from the manufacturers. I got a full line of boats, motors, trailers of all type, no matter what you like to fish. If you fish up in the rivers, you fish the open bays, or if you want to run out to the rigs and catch some of those popular red snapper over here, they've got it all. So come by and stop by. They're going to be open about 4 o'clock, and we're taking registrations for a number of prizes and got some refreshments. Now, next Saturday morning, I'll bring it the third annual Spring Fling, broadcasting from Mandeville at Marsh and Bayou Spring Fling Special Sale. So be tuned in for that. And if you're in the neighborhood, stop by and see us. That's right there on the main drag, Highway 190, also known as Florida Boulevard in Mandeville. All right, we're going to take a quick pause for our station identification break. When we come back, it's Bad Boy of the Outdoors time. Got another one of those stories for you. People on the wrong side of the law pertaining to the out-of-doors. It's next, right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don DeBute Radio Network. Well, on February 8th is when our story starts. A senior agent, Sal Pietra, observed Nicholas Gibson actively fishing on the Point of Shen WMA in Terrebonne Parish and found him in possession of 18 redfish. 14 were over the four-fish limit. That's citation number one. 16 of those fish were under the minimum size of 18 inches. That's citation number two. What Gibson did not possess, besides the fish, was basic and saltwater fishing licenses, citation numero three. And if he had those licenses, he would not need a WMA access permit and would not have received for that, citation number four. If found guilty of those charges, facing $1,150 in criminal fines and a civil restitution replacement value for the fish of another $513 is 31-year-old Nicholas Gibson of Ponchatoula, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. It never ends, ladies and gentlemen, never ends, week after week. The only decision is which ones do we honor with that distinction of being the bad boy. All right, coming up in just a little while, first of all, we're going to have Captain Ryan Lambert give us a down-the-river report. He's down in Buras and give us the information there. I think he's back from his bone fishing trip in the Bahamas, I think. And then we're going to have a couple of guests join us. Lance Burgess, who is our Tigers in the Wild host on Bayou Wild TV. I'm sure you've seen it. We take LSU athletes on hunting and fishing excursions. We had the opportunity to take a guy named Squirrel Hunting. He's Sean Squirrel Burrell. He's a track star, does the 400-meter hurdles for LSU. He's going to be joining us along with Lance Burgess, who is a host and co-host of Bayou Wild TV and for Tigers in the Wild. So they'll be joining us and talking about their experience hunting squirrels up at the Sanctuary Lodge in Woodville, Mississippi, hunting them with dogs and late in the season. It's a great sport, great opportunity, and had a lot of fun doing it. We'll talk to Squirrel about that. But right now it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Captain Ryan Lambert. He's with Cajun Fishing Adventures. You'll find them down Highway 23, located in Buras, Louisiana. But he also has a Nole Hase. They got a special lodge in Mexico that puts on duck hunts, dove hunts, quail hunts, and some pretty good fishing there, too. We're back with Ryan's report right after we pause. After this quick messages from our sponsors, you hear it every week on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And Captain Ryan Lambert joins us. He's stuck in the Bahamas, poor guy. I don't think he might not ever come back. Ryan, what's it look like over there in the Bahamas?
Oh, my gosh, beautiful water. If we had water like this, wouldn't be a speckled trout left.
Yeah, it's got to be gorgeous. What y'all been catching besides, are you fishing for the bonefish?
Nope, I didn't fish. I was here with the family, and I spent every waking minute with my little two-year-old grandson and taught him where the sun comes up and goes down and how to tell directions and that kind of stuff.
Oh, gee. Well, you know, he'll be bugging you to fish pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. He'll be in that pond at home catching soccer leg, and they're biting real good at home right now. So
what's the report from the guys back at the lodge?
It was a difficult week for some reason. The fish didn't bite great because the tide's in the evening. It's about 4:30 in the evening, the high tide. You know, and that's when the fresh water gets abated by the salt water coming in under it, and that's when the fish come right in there with it. So, you know, you have to wait a little later for the bite, but usually it's pretty good. They've done all right. The river's at 11.8 and falling. It's supposed to be 6-something by April, so that's pretty good. By April 4th, it'd be 6.2 or something like that. So that'll crank it off. And then the 25th is the full moon, so things will really start looking up.
Yes, indeed. When can we expect those glass minnows to spawn? And
that's an April thing, and being the river's going to go down till, you know, it's going to be 6 or lower in April if we don't get another, you know, big system come in. And we might get a really good glass minnow spawn. I haven't seen one in quite a while, but I'd love to see one this year because, boy, them trout go to gorging on them and redfish. Everything will go to pounding on them. And then if the river's under 7, usually the bull reds will start coming around heavy again already.
Yep.
So it's going to be a good spring.
You know, you may not have got word being that you're over there in the Bahamas, but we set the red snapper season for Louisiana week at the commission meeting, May 1st, 7 days a week, and until they catch the 800,000-plus pound quota. So I know you guys do a little bit of snapper fishing. And
we
know,
do.
Explain
we
how
do.
That works in state waters.
Well, we'll go out, you know, to close sometime the rig, sometime natural bottom. They got some natural bottom that's only a couple of miles off, and when I say natural bottom, that's humps and things like that that come out of deep water and come up to 100 foot, and there's little humps on top of it. Those snappers will get on top of that. So if you got good sonar, you can see them and drop down on them. And that's fun because you don't get hung as much, and they don't break you off in the rigs as much. So natural bottom is a lot more fun than rig fishing. But rig fishing, if you can get them to come off the rig a little bit and get down where you can fight them well. You know, it's kind of like mangroves. You know, they want to get in that rig and pop off a lot. And that's a hard fighting fish. Boy, I tell you, you need some really good fluorocarbon, you know, 100 pounds or better in order to survive that down there dragging on the rig and stuff. But we'll just throw shit, you can almost throw anything down there. I even like trying to catch them on artificials myself with jigging spoons. I really like that, dropping the jigging spoon to come right off the bottom and jig it up and down a couple times. They will hammer that thing. Then if they're at a certain depth, you know, you just count down until you get that hit, and then you'll know where they are. So, you know, I really like to do that. And again, you know, just fighting them up and getting them up before the sharks get to them. There's a lot of sharks.
And you're allowed to go out how far with the Louisiana
mile.
Charter cap? The 9 mile is the Louisiana, just like it is here in Alabama. I was going to ask you about, you know, you're known as the plastic man because you don't like to fool with shrimp and pogies and all that type of stuff that most snapper fishermen fish with. So you like that jigging spoon for snapper.
Yeah, jigging spoons work really well, I'm telling you. And a big jigging spoon. And cobia, too. You know, sometimes in the summer I'll throw I have a jigging spoon that kind of looks like a little squid, about 6 inches. And, oh, my gosh, when they hit that thing, they will just hammer it. You better be hanging on because they will fight. I like doing that, and I like fishing the mangroves, too. But the mangroves, you almost need cut bait, and I'll do it. You can catch them on a fly rod even. You get a little sinking line and get a white cloud or something down there, you can catch them. Once you get them coming up, they'll eat it. So, you know, if you want to fish other than bait, you know, you can. You just have to be patient. You know, if it's the norm and everybody does it, how in the world you know that it won't work?
Until you try it. Yep,
you have to try it.
All right,
I even caught my halibut in Alaska on a jigging grub. You know, I didn't use the bait.
Yeah, well, that's possible. All right, so Cajun Fishing Adventures is known naturally for the fishing and the great duck hunt. But one thing people don't know is the great food you guys serve. What is your favorite red snapper or mangrove snapper recipe?
Well, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to take just the fish. No breading, no nothing. And I'll put olive oil in the pan, and I started browning up. Then I'll put butter on top of that, and then I'll put capers. And I'll let that go, and then I'll hit them with some good Tony Sastras, and that's it. And I tell you what, in fact, I did it. I bought some hog snappers and groupers while I was here because I didn't want to go on a tourist fishing trip. So I bought them. And oh, God, I did it like that here. They was like, oh, my God, Uncle Ryan, because there's a bunch of us here. But that is so good. Those capers and butter really make it come out.
Yeah, well, you just made everybody hungry here, you know, with that recipe. That sounds excellent.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about those little capers, but, boy, it sure make a fish taste good.
Yes, indeed. Well, when are you coming back?
Tonight. I'm going to leave here. I'm flying out at 11:55, and I'll be home at 5:30, and we'll crank it up tomorrow and start getting things ready. And we're booking a lot of trips, so it's going to be game on. So it'll be busy from here on out. I just had to get me a little break, and I want to change both the decks on the lodge at the fly house and at the lodge. I'm going to change the whole decks out. So that'll be a little project for a week. And got the live shrimp boat working for the live shrimp guys. So, yeah, we got a lot to do this week.
All right, sounds good. Give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call and check on dates and locations and things like that.
Oh, yeah, they could always call me at 504-559-5111 or go to CajunFishingAdventures.com. And like I said, we're booking up pretty good, so time to get in.
And ask for the plastic man.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Captain Ryan, have a good one. We'll see you next week.
All right, my friend. See you.
There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert. All right, coming up next, we're going to be talking with Lance Burgess of Tigers in the Wild. You can see an episode on this week's Bayou Wild TV with a guy named Squirrel who is hunting squirrels. We'll have both of them when we come back right after this break on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. To Bayou Wild Television, or viewers, you know that we've added some Tigers in the Wild episodes, LSU athletes out in the outdoors participating in hunting and fishing. And we give you a little bit of a Tigers in the Wild preview, and it's a presentation of Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. And let me introduce Lance Burgess, who is one of the hosts of Tigers in the Wild, and also Sean Squirrel Burrell, who is this week's featured on Bayou Wild TV and Tigers in the Wild. Good morning, guys. Lance, tell us about the trip we had with the gentleman that joins us now, Sean Squirrel Burrell.
Oh, good morning, Don, and thanks, Sean, for jumping on this morning. Yeah, I mean, how much fun was it? We went out in the woods over at the sanctuary, and we had dogs, so it was a blast. And I'm sure Sean will agree, that it was one for the books, as he put it.
Yeah, that was probably one of the best trips I've been on, best hunting trips I've been on, just seeing everyone go out there, have fun. Everyone has a smile on their face the whole time, everybody fellowshipping and being able to shoot the squirrels and have fun and ultimately having the squirrel dinner.
Well, Sean, take a second here and tell the audience who you are and where you're from.
Good morning, good morning. My name is Sean Squirrel Burrell. I'm from Slaughter, Louisiana. I am a two-time national champion for the LSU track and field team. I hold the under-20-year-old world record in the 400 hurdles. And we have one team title as LSU men's track and field team outdoors.
Well, one of the premier programs, no doubt. And so, you know, we wanted to have fun. We knew you were an outdoorsman. Thanks to the magic of social media, we saw your content and we thought it'd be fun to reach out. So, you know, having a chance to go squirrel hunt with Squirrel Burrell was definitely a wonderful experience. Sean, tell us a little bit about your nickname, obviously, maybe who gave it to you, and then tell us a little bit about maybe who taught you to shoot and kind of be in the outdoors.
Yeah, so my nickname, it came when I was about maybe 3 or 4. I was really small. I was really fast, but my dad's best friend said I looked like a squirrel. So that's how I got the nickname. I really didn't like the nickname all the way up until probably middle school, high school, when I was really shining in track, and it just was a good nickname to stick with. So I was like, hey, squirrels are fast, so I'm just keep the nickname, and I'm using it as the promotional type thing. But then when we talk about who taught me how to shoot, I say my both my parents, and then who helped me get better at shooting would be my oldest brother and my middle brother. So, like they always say, the best way to start shooting or the best way to be a shooter is someone who has used a BB gun in the backyard shooting the birds out the tree. That's why you should do it with my old brothers. And that's just how I got good at shooting.
That's awesome. Well, tell us about your family and who's the best shot.
The best shot, I'd say probably my dad. He can really hold the gun real steady. I'm trying to get better with that, but I'd probably say my dad. He's the one. He's the one that started it off.
Yep. Well, you know, our day at the sanctuary was really unique. You know, for me, being in the woods hunting squirrels is a different experience. You know, being really still, I teach my boys that now. And this experience with dogs, have you ever had a chance to have dogs? Tell us what you thought about it.
I mean, I really enjoyed it. Just being able to see how the dogs ran the woods, roamed the woods, sniffed out, smelled, as well as looking for the squirrels, listening for the squirrels. I really enjoyed just seeing them work. The first time I saw dogs work was tracking one of my deers. So I really enjoyed seeing the dogs track a deer and then actually seeing these dogs work for finding squirrels is just really something I enjoyed. And I mean, it really paid off for both us and the dogs, because dogs, they look like they had more fun than us grabbing the squirrels off the ground and just finding them. So I really enjoyed that opportunity to see them work.
Well, Squirrel, you look great on TV too, and thank you for not challenging me to run with you through the woods. I wouldn't have ended up good.
y'all look like y'all was the best athletes out there. I said, hey, I'm just enjoying my time with y'all.
We had a great time with you, and you look good on TV, and want to invite everybody to tune it in. BayouWildTV.com. You can find a station near you, or you can watch it on YouTube. Lance, great job, too, on the Tigers in the Wild. Really appreciate you guys coming on.
Yep. Thanks, Squirrel. Appreciate you. Thank you, Don, everybody. Y'all have a great morning.
I appreciate it. Y'all stay safe.
All right, we'll keep our eye on you, Squirrel, when you're out there running for track and field. Hopefully you can make it to the Olympics. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back again next week. We're here at Scott's Marine, and they got a lot going on today. It's not over at all. It's just beginning. I'll be here for a while. Come on by and say hello. Register for some of these great prizes we're giving away. And if you're in the market for a boat, motor, trailer of any type, check it out here at Scott's, Highway 98 in Alberta, Alabama. Next week, we'll be in Mandeville for the third annual Spring Fling with Marsh and Bayou Magazine's retail store. And I got to tell you, they have got some super changes to that magazine. You will be amazed to get it. Pick you up a copy and check it out and come see us. Or if you can't make it, just tune us in next week. We'll be here same place, same stations, 5 to 7 a.m. every Saturday morning. It's what we do here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.